Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a hot pant style kick weight with crunchy sampler texture for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this lesson, we're not just trying to make a kick louder, we're going for something with real body, attitude, and a little bit of broken sampler character. The kind of kick that feels like it belongs under chopped breaks, rude bass stabs, and quick edit style arrangements. In drum and bass, especially when you're working with jungle influence, the kick has a big job. It needs to hit hard enough to anchor the groove, leave space for the sub and the breaks, and still carry enough texture to feel raw and sampled, not too polished or clean. That controlled grime is what makes the track feel alive. We're going to use only stock Ableton devices and keep the workflow beginner-friendly. Drum rack, simpler, saturator, drum bus, EQ 8, and optionally glue compressor and utility. By the end, you'll have a kick layer that can sit under jungle breaks, work in a roller, or add weight to a darker DNB edit without turning the mix into mud. Let's build it. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading a drum rack. On one pad, drop in a kick sample using Simpler. Choose a kick with a strong low fundamental. Something in the 45 to 70 Hz area is a really good starting point for DNB. Keep this choice simple. Don't start with a super clicky trap kick, and don't start with a giant boomy kick either. You want a sample with a clear transient, a short tail, and enough headroom to shape. If you're making a jungle style edit, pick a kick that feels like it could live under an amen break without fighting the snare. That's the vibe. Open Simpler and set it to classic mode if you want the sample to behave in a more traditional way. Warp usually does not need to be on for a straight kick sample, unless you specifically need it. If you can leave it off, that often keeps the transient cleaner. Now shape the sample a little. Move the start position so it begins just before the transient, not right on top of it. That helps preserve the punch. If the kick tail is too long, shorten the decay a bit. And if the sample feels too hot, lower the volume slightly, so you keep headroom for processing. A good starting point for decay is somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. That's usually tight enough for fast DNB, where the groove is moving at 170 to 174 BPM and you really do not want the kick hanging around too long. If the kick needs more low-end weight, try transposing it down 1 to 3 semitones. Just a little movement can help the body feel bigger without making it muddy. At this stage, the kick should feel solid, but probably still a bit plain. That's perfect. We're going to build the character next. Now we'll make a crunchy texture layer. The easiest beginner-safe way is to duplicate the kick within the same drum rack, or create a second pad that uses the same sample, but treat it differently. This second layer should not be a full copy of the clean kick. It should be a degraded version that adds bite and dirt. In the second simpler, move the start slightly later so it loses some of the clean attack. Shorten the decay. Lower the volume. The goal is to turn this into texture, not another full kick. After that, add saturator. A good starting range is around 4 to 8 dB of drive. Turn soft clip on, and trim the output down so the level stays controlled. If you want a more old-school crunch, you can try overdrive mode, but go carefully. We want dusty sampler feel, not total destruction. Then follow it with drum bus. Keep drive around 5 to 15%. Use just a little crunch, and only add a bit of transience if you need extra attack. Leave boom off or very low for this layer, because the low end should belong to the clean kick body. This layer should now sound rougher, more mid-rangey, and a little broken. That grain is exactly what gives you the jungle edit flavor. Now we need to clean up that texture so it supports the weight instead of fighting it. Put EQ 8 after the processing on the texture layer. High pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, so it does not pile up low end with the main kick. If it gets boxy, make a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the click or crunch starts getting harsh, gently tame the 3 to 6 kHz area. This matters a lot in DNB because the deepest space belongs to the sub and bass line. The crunchy layer should live mostly in the mid-range, where the ear reads presence and attitude. You can also low pass a bit around 8 to 12 kHz if the top end feels too bright. That often makes the layer feel more like a sampled edit element and less like a modern, polished drum sound. Now blend the two layers together. The clean kick should carry the main weight, and the crunchy layer should sit noticeably lower, usually about 6 to 12 dB quieter than the main hit. If you can clearly hear the crunch layer on its own, that may be a sign it's too loud in the full mix. The layers should be felt more than heard once the rest of the drums come in. Use utility if you need to keep things tidy. Keep the kick centered and mono. If the texture layer somehow has stereo spread from processing, Collapse it back to mono. Heavy DNB kicks usually work best when they stay in the center and stay focused. At this point, group the kick layers so they behave like one instrument. If needed, add glue compressor on the group for a little bit of cohesion. Keep it subtle. A ratio of 2:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is often enough. The point is to glue the layers, not squeeze the life out of the punch. Then add AQ8 on the group if needed. If the kick feels muddy, try a small cut around 250 to 350 Hz. If the low end need more body, a gentle boost around 50 to 70 Hz can help, but be careful not to overdo it. In fast DNB, huge sub on the kick can actually make the drop feel slower. Now let's test the kick in context, because jungle and DNB drums live or die by how they interact with the break and bass. Loop a simple sob or a Reese bass and a chopped break, like an Amen or anything with similar energy. Place the kick on strong downbeats or use it as part of a syncopated edit pattern. The big rule here is that the kick and bass should not dominate the exact same moment. If the bass is hitting on the downbeat, shorten the kick tail. If the kick needs to land hard, make sure the bass note starts a little after or leaves more low-end space. This kind of space management is a huge part of getting a clean DNB groove. Now here's where the edit part becomes important. Don't leave the kick texture on all the time. Use automation and arrangement to make it feel like a real production choice. For example, in the intro, you can keep just the clean kick body and leave the crunchy layer muted. Then as you approach the drop, bring in the texture more strongly. You could automate a little more drive on saturator in the last bar before the drop, or slightly increase the texture layer volume for extra impact. Then once the full bass and break hit, the whole kick can feel bigger because the listener has already heard the contrast build. That contrast is powerful. In DNB, contrast is basically energy. A really useful way to think about this is layers of responsibility. One layer gives you the hit, another layer gives you the dirt. If both layers are trying to do everything, the result gets cloudy very quickly. Keep the job separate and the mix stays much clearer. Here's a nice extra trick. If you want more classic rave or jungle attitude, try a very small pitch drop movement right at the start of the kick. Just a tiny, downward pitch motion in Simpler can add a little extra thud to the first few milliseconds. Keep it subtle. We're talking about a feel thing, not a huge obvious effect. Another option is a click-only top layer. Duplicate the kick again. High pass it very aggressively so only the attack remains, and blend it very low. That can help the kick cut through chopped breaks, especially on smaller speakers. And if you want the sound to feel even more era-specific, use resampling as part of the process. Bounce the processed kick to audio, re-import it, trim it tightly, and maybe nudge it a few milliseconds for a slightly imperfect feel. That worked on. Resampled character is a big part of old-school jungle flavor. Now let's talk about arrangement ideas. In the intro, use the clean version. In the first drop, bring in the grit subtly. In the second drop, go all in with the full texture and maybe a click layer too. Then in breakdowns, pull it back again. That kind of contrast makes the track feel like it's moving and evolving, instead of just looping. You can also use the kick as a transition tool. Before switch up, automate more drive, shorten the clean body slightly, and maybe lift the texture for just one or two hits. That makes the listener feel the section change before it even happens. A really good beginner practice is to build three versions of this kick toolkit. First, make a tight version with just the clean body. Second, make a dirty version with the crunchy layer and a bit more saturation. Third, make an edit hit version by resampling the kick and chopping it into a short audio phrase you can use for fills and accents. That gives you a useful mini toolkit for jungle style arrangement work. If you have time, loop an 8-bar section. Keep bars 1 to 4 cleaner, then bring in the crunch layer for bars 5 to 8. Listen for whether the kick still hits clearly, whether the low end stays controlled, and whether the texture adds attitude without clutter. If the kick feels heavy but not huge, and dirty but not messy, you're in the right place. So the big idea is simple. Build the kick weight first, then add the crunchy Semper texture second. Keep the low end focused, keep the texture in the mids, blend the layers carefully, and use automation to create movement and contrast. That's how you get a kick that feels right for jungle, old school DNB, and rough edit style tracks. If you do this well, your drum parts will feel more authentic, more dangerous, and much easier to arrange into proper old-school inspired sections. Now go make that kick hit with attitude.